WJW. So can I get a signal report?
I'm clear, Dave. KA3JCA.
Repeater KA5WLO.
I appreciate that. W4DJW, clear.
Hey, Dave, yeah, you doubled with Leroy, but you what out?
Say that again, Richard.
I said Leroy doubled with you, but you what out?
All right, no problem. That means this radio is stronger than Leroy's radio. All right, because we're at the same location. All right. Appreciate it, Richard. W4DJW, clear.
Got the good X there. KA3JCA.
KA3JCA. Richard, how are you and Sally doing this morning?
Still laying here in bed underneath the blankets, trying to stay warm, sir.
Roger, Roger. Well, Sally, I hope you're having a fun time. Richard, behave yourself.
Oh, yeah, we are. We're just sitting here looking out the window. Oh, just opened the blinds, let some sun in here. Didn't realize it was already 52 degrees outside there.
Yeah, it feels good out here this morning with the fire going and the cooker going and the sun beating down right on us. It makes it feel more like 60.
Well, I wish I could have joined you and Dave and Leroy and Jerry and Steve and Lloyd and everybody else that was out there this weekend. It sounds like you guys had a wonderful time.
Oh, it's the summer's field day. You know, I can make it out to that.
So it always is a problem because it's always held the weekend that is Sally's birthday. So it's Sally's birthday comes priority.
That is true. There are things in life that are more important than amateur radio, and only a good amateur operator will practice that. Hey, I just figured out something I'm going to do next field day. It gave me an idea. I'm going to buy a couple of batteries and bring my solar panel. And if I can get my general by next field day, I'm going to bring out an HF rig and a 2-meter rig, and I'm going to power up my stations off of those batteries. What I'll do for an antenna, I don't know yet, but I'm thinking I'm going to go the route of getting a tripod all-band antenna and just running a couple of rounds to it and try transmitting off of that.
That's the whole thing about it, experimenting and setting up communications and getting it established and working the plan there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, I think what I'll do, because I know that there are people like you out there who can't really make it out here. If Chad isn't already planning on doing it, I may ask Dave and Johnny if I could possibly get on the repeater and maybe help the people who can't make it out here because of their disability and whatnot participate in field day from their home or the family, which they are.
I know we're part of the family, but that's something that I wouldn't be interested in right now.
Roger, I understand. What's on the plans for today, my friend?
Believe it or not, we bought the fix-its. We're going to make us some tacos for dinner tonight.
Tacos, that sounds good. I've always known the smell of tacos, but I've never known to eat them. But from what I have been told, what you smell with your nose is what you taste in your mouth. And so anytime anybody's making food and offers it to me, if I can't eat it, I'll tell them I can taste it with my nose and I think you're an excellent cook. Because I want them to feel good about themselves. They deserve to.
Dad?
Yes, sir. sir. Well, one more thing, and then I'll get off here for a few minutes. I had made my first HF contact under my own call sign.
Okay. What band were you on?
I was on 10 meters in the general class portion at frequency 28.5. And the contact was India 9 Whiskey Radio Tango Charlie.
You'll get a QSL card to confirm your contact.
Hopefully so. All right, Richard. Well, I'll let you leave for a little bit, and I'll holler back at you maybe in an hour or so. KO4WWZ. I'll be clear on your finals, Richard, and always a pleasure to talk to you. 73.
To KA3JCA.